Another push to codify abortion rights. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he will hold a vote this week on a bill to codify Roe v. Wade into law. The move coming after a leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court indicates the justices are poised to overturn the landmark ruling. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham.
My Democratic friends are trying to pass a law Wednesday that will allow abortion right up to the day before the baby is delivered. Different states will take different approaches. So the abortion debate will not go away in the country. It will be decided by the people.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy warns.
If Republicans get control of the House and the Senate and the White House, which certainly could happen in the next 3 years, they are absolutely going to pass a national ban on abortion that will affect every single family, every single woman in this country.
Both lawmakers on Fox News Sunday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau makes a surprise visit to Ukraine.
Canada will support Ukraine as you seek justice for your people who Russia is killing and brutalizing.
First Lady Jill Biden also making an unannounced visit to the capital, Kyiv, today in a show of support. The U.S. announcing new sanctions today to punish Moscow for invading Ukraine. Mother Nature complicating efforts for fire crews battling a wildfire in northeast New Mexico.
So far, 172 homes are confirmed to have been burned, with thousands of residents evacuated.
It's a really sad kind of to see all the people that lost their homes and lost a lot of stuff. And, you know, I know we lost some a building and stuff. And I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to my house.
Shelters for both people and their livestock have been set up throughout the area. Around 1,500 firefighters are trying to get the blaze under control. Their biggest challenge over the next few days, brutal winds that could gust up to 60 miles per hour in extremely dry conditions.
Fox weather correspondent Max Gordon in Las Vegas, New Mexico. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The White House COVID response team coordinator says signs of a surge in COVID cases across the country is not something to take lightly.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the number of people that could be affected may extend into the tens of millions. He said on ABC's This Week that vaccinations and boosters will be important because if Americans get complacent with the virus and variants,
we're going to have a lot of waning immunity. This virus continues to evolve, and we may see a pretty sizable wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths this fall and winter.
Dr. Jha says Congress is being asked for billions in new funding to ensure enough testing and treatment for Americans moving forward. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. leads the world in COVID-19 cases and deaths, with the number of lives lost approaching 1 million. The search continues for a convicted felon who escaped from a jail in Alabama and for the corrections officer accused of helping him.
Vicky White allegedly used her power as a corrections officer to walk admitted murderer Casey White right out of the county prison for a court appointment officials say did not exist. One of the big questions now is why would a 17-year veteran corrections officer allegedly do all of this as she was set to retire? Well, love may be the answer. Officials say Casey and Vicky White, who are not related, were engaged in some type of jailhouse romance.
Fox's Charles Watson in Florence, Alabama. His first win of the season and first win at the track, too tough to tame.
I knew it.
What do you say?
Joey Logano.
Nice job. Check a flag.
28th career win. Logano. From the pole to the checkered flag, captures the Goodyear 400.
The call on Fox Sports, Logano slapping a longtime winless streak, Tyler Reddick finishing second at Darlington Raceway, followed by Justin Haley, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.